Praise God. Well, we're going to get into God's word together this morning. And, you know, this week, more than any other week, it's been quite interesting how many phone calls, texts, conversations I've had with people from church, just, you know, letting me know, just saying, hey, do you know what? We're actually struggling with the situation right now. And that for different people has kind of come out in different ways. For some people, you know, they were just sharing with me about feeling just frustrated by things, weary. Others saying, you know, I felt quite low, you know, just mentally hit a bit of a low spot or place right now. Others, you know, we've sort of talked about it, feeling like a sense of a bit like hitting a wall. Others saying about feeling a bit sort of anxious, perhaps disillusioned. And that for some reason, that's happened more than any other week this week. And why this week, I don't really know. But what I do know is that Proverbs 27 tells me as a shepherd, which is what a pastor is, to know the condition of the flock and to give my attention to caring for it. In the original language, it actually means there to be diligent about how things are in the flock, how things are among us, and to keep an eye on how things are, and then to respond to that accordingly. You know, we as a leadership team, we want, you know, you to know that we're passionate about your well-being and spiritually want to care for you. And so I felt God speaking to me this week when I, you know, when I came to prepare a message, saying, I just felt like God saying, I want you to speak into this. If this is something that's happening at the moment, I just want you to take a moment to speak into it. One version tells me to put my heart into caring for the flock. And so I just want to put my heart into this. And I want to kind of speak into this whole sense where perhaps of late people have been feeling overwhelmed. That's the word I want to focus on today. And so I'm asking God to help me today to communicate his truth to you with regards to how we can navigate overwhelming times, moments or seasons in our life. I think at some time or another, we will experience those times, situations or circumstances at some point for all of us would have felt overwhelming. You know, being a Christian is certainly not a charm that wards off every discouragement and fear that comes our way. I mean, Jesus never said so. You know, he told us that we would have troubles in this world, but take heart, for he has overcome it. And so I want to talk about how we can navigate it. Now, it may be that you feel like, you know what, I am feeling a bit overwhelmed right now. So you can apply the truths that we hear today. You might be saying, actually, I'm doing pretty good, without sounding too negative or a prophet of doom. You know, at some point, a moment will come when, you know, it might just feel overwhelming. And so if so, bank this message and then hopefully it will come in handy for you at a later time. But in Psalm 61, which we're going to look at, four verses from Psalm 61 today, we'll look at those more fully in a minute. King David said this. He said, that is higher than I. When? David said, when my heart is overwhelmed, not if. And so this is what I was kind of saying. None of us are immune to times or moments or seasons when we feel overwhelmed. They do come around. So apply it or bank it, this message, because at some point you'll need it. So let's read the entire four verses. If when those moments come, let's just read these four verses with how David, in an overwhelming season in his life, navigated his way through that with God's help, how God brought him through that. It says, hear my cry, O God. This is verse one. Attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth, I will cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Would you just say that in your homes with me right now? I can't hear you, but I just believe there was something significant in us just joining together and saying that together. So when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Okay, so here we go. 3, 2, 1. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of your wings. So today I want to share five keys for the overwhelming seasons, moments and times that we kind of experience in our lives. The first thing I want to say to you today is this. Whenever you feel overwhelmed, number one, don't hide it. You know, it's so easy to fall into the trap of thinking that like honesty and vulnerability is somehow a kind of a sign of weakness or a reason to be ashamed. And I think the enemy loves to encourage that. you know, that you'd be better to stay silent over what's going on, you know, because it might be an embarrassment or, you know, a shameful thing to somehow admit that you're struggling. You know, I think, let's be honest, how many of us Christians have developed the what I'm calling today the I'm fine smile, you know, where we in a moment really aren't fine, but we somehow fake it to make it and put that smile across our face. You know, I heard someone the other day talking about that experience where in times in our life where it's like, you know, perhaps like, I don't know if you've ever had this, but, you know, it feels like World War III is breaking out at home with the family. You're feeling overwhelmed. I certainly have overwhelmed times. And, you know, there can be a bit of tension in the home when I feel like that. You know, World War III is breaking out with the family. And then again, it's Sunday, you're driving to church and World War III breaks out in the car again. And, you know, you arrive at church, get out of the car, there's the welcome team on the door, ready to shake your hand and ask you, you know, how are you? And you go, I'm blessed. I'm so blessed. And I've got my wonderful wife with me and I've got my two little children, you know, my cherubim and my seraphim, and they're ready for the kids ministry. And, you know, you make it through church. The pastor preaches a great word. You get in the car afterwards. And as you're driving home, you're like, every word that he said was for you. Every word they spoke, that was just for you. And, you know, now I make light of it, but in different ways, we often do kind of cover up what's going on. And maybe that's fear, as I said earlier, maybe that's embarrassment, shame, you know, expectation. Maybe it's an approval thing. Maybe it's just because we don't feel that we match up or that we're not good enough. And that was a lighthearted illustration. But often when we feel overwhelmed, whatever that looks like, frustration, anxiety, fed up, I don't know, you know, we might hide it or cover it. But, you know, what I love about David is as the king, and don't forget he was the king, as the king here, he admits that even, you know, even at a time when you might think or in a position that you might think there's, you know, the expectation is perhaps toughness over tears, you know, all the pressure and expectation that comes with being a king, he didn't hide this feeling of feeling overwhelmed. He said, he admitted it. He said, there are times when my heart is overwhelmed. And that word overwhelmed means to be faint or to be feeble or feebler. There are times in my life, he's saying, even as a king and all the pressure and expectations of that, that come with that role, where my heart is faint, it feels feeble or feebler. Calvin translated what David said as, there are times when my heart is turned about, it's tossed here and there, and it's agitated. John Bunyan said, he translated as, times when I feel tumbled up and down. And so David's saying, I'm in a moment here where I feel pretty all over the place. I feel quite confused. There's some kind of inner chaos that's going on. The whole context of this story was a very overwhelming season for him with all that had happened, the way his son Absalom had been treating him. But he was saying there's some inner chaos here. Now, rather than hide it, rather than cover it, look at the title of the psalm, what it is. And it talks about how he took a stringed instrument. You know, so I'm going to put it like this, you know, rather than hide it, he grabbed his harp and he wrote a song about it. He wrote a song about it and he prayed about it and he made sure he got out what was going on inside of him. You know, he let it be known. And now that's why we have this psalm to encourage us. And God has put this in his word to encourage us, because David had that courage to release what was going on inside of him, to expose that internal battle externally. And now we are encouraged by this. And so David was, he was raw as a follower of God. He was vulnerable. He was a keep it real follower of God. And I love that about him. And you know, so often the first step towards a better place or a brighter place is being honest about the one we're in right now. And so, you know, I was talking to someone the other day, saying that I was totally just overwhelmed, feeling fed up with stuff. And then, you know, someone spoke to me and I spoke to them. And by the time we'd finished talking, I felt better. You know, and I think that's so powerful and so important. Number two, I want to say to you, when you feel overwhelmed, reach up, don't just reach out. I'll put all these points up at the end. When you're feeling overwhelmed, reach up, don't just reach out. Hear my cry, O God, attend to my prayer, David says. From the end of the earth, I will cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. You know, this might sound so obvious, but I want to say to you, when you feel overwhelmed, make sure that your go-to is still God, that the person who you're turning to is God. Now, I say that because I feel so often what I see happen, and listen, I can be as guilty sometimes as the next person, is we start reaching out more than we're reaching up. Now, there are some people and things we can reach out to that are, their value and importance is massive in our life, but nothing is more important than continually making sure we are reaching up. And so if you feel a bit overwhelmed by it now, I just want to ask you, are you reaching up more? Are you reaching up to God more than you are just reaching out to people and to things? Now, it's not like I said that friends aren't important. I mean, I just said a minute ago a story about where someone helps someone. But what I'm saying is, don't let anything or person become a substitute for God. Don't let them become the main go-to, the main thing, the main person to which you turn. You know, so often we see people say, well, what I'm going to start doing is, in my own words, I'm going to reach out to my friends, and that's okay. But if it becomes more that I'm reaching out to them than reaching up to God, something's going wrong there. You know, I might reach out to my family. I don't know, people who reach out to food in overwhelming seasons, people who reach out to things like TV in overwhelming seasons, or to de-stress, I just binge watch, you know, a load of telly, or drink, or material things, or maybe a bit of retail therapy, you know, or let's book a holiday. They become our kind of coping mechanisms. I was in a click and collect queue the other day. That was a mouthful, tongue twister. It's Sainsbury's. And parked next to another lady who was in the bay across, and she just started talking to me about how overwhelmed she was by everything that was happening and all the stories in the news. And then she said this, she said, I should be okay though. She said, I've ordered 9 bottles of wine for this week. I was like, whoa, 9 bottles of wine. I don't know if you know this, but in March, alcohol sales went up 30%. Okay, it just proves that when people begin to feel overwhelmed, they begin to start reaching out. Now, I want to say to you, the most powerful thing you can do is to reach up. To reach up to God. And so as Christians, we need to continually make sure that we are praying and reaching up to him. David was a long way from home in Psalm 61. Spurgeon said, when David talked about the ends of the earth, which he speaks of here, he meant and he felt he was far away from friends, far away from human help, far away from God's sanctuary or God's house. So a modern day take was he was in a season here where, you know, he was far away from church, perhaps you could say. And, you know, the truth is that we see people that if those things become the main thing that we always reach out to more than reaching up, when those things aren't there, and they can't always be there for us, we can't always expect to have those friends and family, you know, and right now, obviously, we can't physically gather as a church. And so if people make them things the main thing that they reach out to when they're overwhelmed, when they're taken away or they're not there like we want them to be there or that friend isn't available, people begin to feel overwhelmed and they succumb to that. They struggle. David couldn't reach out, but he reminded himself, I can reach up. Hear my cry, O God, attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth, I will cry to you when my heart is overwhelmed. So people and things may not always be available to you, but the good news is prayer always is, and therefore God is always there and available if you reach up to him. I don't know why it is that so often when people feel overwhelmed, they seem to stop praying, when if anything, we need to make sure we're praying even more. You know, it would be overly dramatic of me to say that we're in a season right now where it feels like the end of the earth. I mean, you know, if ever we need to be grateful for technology, I know there's a lot of bad with it, but there's so much good with it right now, how we're able to connect with one another. I'm sure David would have loved the tech back then that we have now. You know, perhaps he could have FaceTimed back home to, you know, to some friends, or gone, you know, to the sanctuary online for the service. So it's not as bad now. Of course, it's not an end of the earth thing, but you know, people are struggling because they're cut off from things that are familiar, safe, comfortable, from friendships and things and people that mean so much to us. Friends, keep reaching out to God. Keep reaching up to God. God's the only person who can be there in every place, every season, and every condition. I love Philippians 4, verse 6 to 7. I'll read it in the New Living Translation version. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. The Message version says, don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. But I feel overwhelmed. God, I don't know how to pray. I can't formulate the words. Well, that's okay. I want to encourage you. David doesn't say, I pray my beautifully kind of well-constructed, eloquent, thought-out, fluent, flowing prayer to God. He just says, God, hear my cry. And that cry, the word there just means, hear my loud or piercing cry. That's what it means, a plaintive plea. It was just raw desperation for God. It was just a cry of the heart. Do you know, some of the best and most moving prayers you'll ever hear prayed are just a cry of the heart, when you call to God from your heart. You know, Spurgeon said, it's hard to pray when your heart is drowning, yet gracious men plead best at such times. You know, God just wants to hear the cry of your heart. And so if you feel a bit overwhelmed, say, oh, I can't even formulate a prayer, just begin to cry to God from your heart. That heart cry moves him and touches him. I mean, think about when they came to Jesus and said, you know, the way you connect with the Father, the Lord's Prayer, of course, he went on to teach them, the way you connect, we want to learn to connect with the Father like that. I mean, the way you pray and what's happening, we just want to know how to pray. And you know, in that context of the Lord's Prayer and everything else, Jesus said this, when you pray, Matthew 6, verse 7 to 8, when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they'll be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Wow. So then, we've got point number one, we're going to make sure that we're keeping it real. We've got point number two, we're not hiding it. Point number two, we're going to make sure that we're reaching up more than we're just reaching out. Number three, when you feel overwhelmed, I want to say to you, get up higher. Get up higher. Verse 2-4, David talks about being led to the rock that is higher than I. He says, for you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. When David feels overwhelmed, his song, the focus of his song and the focus of his prayer is upon God. He's singing about and praying to God, who is his rock, his refuge, his strong tower and his shelter. You know, sometimes in overwhelming things, we want to run and hide from the problem. But actually what we need to do is run and hide in God. We need to run to him. And you know, the images there and the references for God as a rock and a refuge and a strong tower and a shelter, they run right through the Bible. You know, Jesus is the rock, Christ the rock on which we stand. And the imagery of those kind of pictures, those metaphors, is so powerful. It speaks of safety and stability and protection and salvation and a place of calm. One version says, God provides us with, quote, a place to get away from it all. He is a safe house. Dave says, I can't get there in my own energy and effort. You've got to lead me, he's saying to God, to the rock that's higher. I need you to lead me to that feeling of safety, stability, protection, calm, peace. And so the whole thought is here, God, if I reach up, you will pull me up. My own energy and effort, I can't reach that kind of place that's going to make a difference. But if I reach up, you'll pull me up. And you know, when you're up higher, perspectives change. And Jesus is the rock that is higher than I. He's a place where as we reach out to him, he lifts us up. It's not necessary that all our problems change, but he lifts us up above our problems and our perspective begins to change when we're in him, standing upon him and hiding in him. You know, you stand at the foot of a skyscraper and it looks huge, but no matter how big they are, when you're up in an aeroplane, they look tiny. And you know, often when we feel overwhelmed, we begin to lose perspective. My wife will tell you sometimes I can lose a bit of perspective when I get a bit stressed or overwhelmed by things. It's because we're looking at stuff at a human level. We're at one level and we need to be lifted out of some ways of thinking and seeing. We need to get up higher. And so as we turn to Jesus, you know, he's that rock. We lift it up higher. Our perspective begins to change and shift. He's a rock higher than I. He's a strong tower. He's a place of peace. And when we reach up to him and he pulls us up, you know, things which seem so big suddenly seem so small. There's higher hope, higher peace, higher joy. Friends, I want to encourage you again, please don't stop praying when you feel overwhelmed, because prayer lifts you to another level. Now time for the last two things, okay? Number four, I want to say, when you feel overwhelmed, reflect back. For you have been, verse 3, a shelter for me. For you have been. You know, David's hope for his present circumstance is God's history of faithfulness in his life. God has a wonderful track record in his life. And do you know what? If you know Jesus, he does in yours as well. You just have to begin to reflect back and think about all he has done in the past. You know, in those times when you feel overwhelmed, reflect back, sing and pray about and testify to what God has done. You know, I somehow imagine David going back and saying, Lord, when I was in the fields looking after the shepherds as just a humble shepherd boy and the lions and the bears came, you were there. Lord, when I stood toe to toe and face to face with Goliath, you were there. Lord, when Saul sought to kill me, you were there. You've protected me and kept me, and you've given me victory, and you've brought me through. And you know what, God, as I sing this song and I pray this prayer, you will do it again. You know, so often when we feel overwhelmed, we suffer what I remember Wendy once calling spiritual amnesia. We seem to forget about what God has done before. But when you feel overwhelmed, go back to the times when you've known God's been a rock, a refuge. He's kept you safe, protected you, given you peace, changed your perspective, lifted you up. You'll have faced attacks before. You'd have been in battles before. You'd have felt seasons where you felt overwhelmed before. But you know what? God was there. Jesus was there. He brought you through. Sing and pray about it. Testify about God's track record and history in your life. Look back to the cross. Look back to what Jesus has done there. Your redemptive history, if you like. Look back down your own personal history of what Jesus has done. And just recount the goodness of God. One of the definitions of to testify means to do it again. Every time we testify to what Jesus has done in life, we're confessing, I believe he will and he can do it again. There's the words of a great song by Elevation, Do It Again. Your promise still stands, great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness, I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence, you have never failed me yet. I've seen you move, come move the mountains, and I believe I'll see you do it again. You made a way where there was no way, and I believe I'll see you do it again. And lastly, I want to say to you today, when you feel overwhelmed, prioritize the presence of God. I will, verse 4, abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of your wings. Remember, at this time, the ark is back in Jerusalem, so David is a long way from the ark, which represented the presence of God. So David can't be saying here, you know, that I'm just physically going to live in that physical tent. He's praying something about, I want to abide it. So what is he saying? He says, I'm committing to, I want to live close to you. I want to be not just entering into the presence, but I want to be dwelling there. That's what that word abide means, to remain in the presence of God. I don't know, again, why it is that so often when we feel overwhelmed, you begin to find people, they're not spending time in the presence of God. They're not just, you know, abiding and dwelling and being in his presence. But that's where everything changes. And David's saying, you know, that's where I want to be found. Not just getting in the presence of God, but staying in the presence of God. I don't want to just come and go. You know, wherever you are, friends, whatever you're going through, make sure you're found in the presence of God. You can access the presence of God. You can access that presence wherever you are. Everything changes there. Don't stop dwelling there. David says, I recognize in my life and even in this, especially in this season right now, my greatest need is the presence of God. Take your uncertainties, your fears, your worries, your anxieties and feelings into his presence. David says, I'm going to trust you. I will trust in the shelter of your wings. And I'm now just winding up and finishing up. You know, the picture there is like that of a chick sheltering under the wings of its mother. It's close, it's covered, it's protected. But you know, something just occurred to me this week. That chick can't expect that covering, that sense of security, that peace, that calm, that protection, unless that chick chooses to be close enough to its mother to let its mother cover him or her. You know, so often when we feel overwhelmed, people say, oh God, where are you? I just want to say, are you close to God? You know, have you wandered far away? As you know, has the distance come in your relationship with him? And it's like, God, I want you to cover me with safety and protection. I want to feel your closeness. And it's like God saying, and I want to do that, but there's so much distance. You've got to come close. So I want to say to you, friends, if you feel overwhelmed, just make sure you're getting close to Jesus, into the presence of God, and let him just cover you like he wants to cover you. The covering of his grace and his love and his protection. You know, it's like he's saying, you know, under that covering, you know, all that stuff that wants to hurt and harm you, it's got to go through me first. You're protected and safe as you hide and live close in him. That stuff that seems to trouble you and leave you feeling vulnerable when you're not close to him, suddenly when you're close to him, doesn't seem to trouble you and leave you feeling as vulnerable as before. I just read just this week about a hen that was killed in a fire and how when her body was moved and she was burnt and had died, her chicks ran out unharmed. And, you know, David just recognized, I've got to live close to God, because if I wander in my relationship from him and, you know, and being under his covering, You know, if I'm not getting in his presence, I'm so vulnerable and wide open. Friends, if you're feeling overwhelmed, don't try and face it on your own. Get close to God, get into his presence, and live under his covering. It was Andrew Murray who said, the presence of God is no longer a matter of times and seasons, but a canopy under which we live. Live close to and under the covering, in and under the presence of God. So what am I saying today? Well, in this overwhelming season, let's put this last screen up with all the points. In this overwhelming season, God longs to cover you. But are you close enough to let him? If you're feeling overwhelmed, don't hide it. Reach up, don't just reach out. Get up higher, or Jesus is saying to you, come up higher. Reflect back and prioritize the presence of God. Lord, I want to pray for everyone today who's in this. Lord, I thank you. Your word is very clear. It says, don't just be hearers of the word, but be doers. Lord, I want to pray that we will, you know, if we're feeling overwhelmed, God, that we will do those things. Lord, we don't want to hide it. We want to reach up. We want to come up higher. We want to thank you for all your goodness in our life. And Lord, we want to make sure as we head forward from this day that we're prioritizing prayer and the presence of God. Lord, help us not just to hear today, but to do. Lord, if people aren't in that place, then Lord, I just pray it will be banked in their heart, in their mind, in their memory. And I thank you that, Lord God, whenever we do go through these moments, I just thank you that you are wanting to be there. You are wanting to bring us through. You are wanting to lift us up. And Lord, I just thank you that, Lord, when our heart is overwhelmed, we can cry, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.